across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Kate Rusby there with the Village Green Preservation Society, and I play that because my guest is here and he's talking about community. And also, I think if Julian's listening in, he might well have enjoyed that. I know he likes a bit of Kate Rusby. Anyway, so I introduce you to Stuart Marshall. He's a local Cambridge resident, and he joins me now to talk about the various events he puts on to draw communities together and why he feels it's so important. And as I mentioned earlier, I've actually gone along to one of the quiz nights, and I can tell you it was a lot of fun. So good morning. Thank you so much for coming in, because I know you're off to work, so we've kind of jiggled things around a bit and you've come in early for me, so I really, really appreciate that.
Thank you very much for inviting me along.
And, are you well?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, yes.
So tell me then, what are the events and, you know, and why do you want to do it? That's an important question, really.
Yeah, I think the key question is why. Mm. Because there's so much fun to be had when people get together just to create an event that is, well, I would like to say a community event, which is open to everybody.
So, for example, what are the sort of things you're talking about?
Well, I would like to take credit. It's very kind of you to say that I organise all these things. I'm certainly part of a team of people, and I suppose the largest of that would be the beer festival, the Histon Beer Festival, which takes place and has been doing so at the Red Lion in Histon for this year will be its 21st year, 21 years, and it's become a pretty iconic event in the village. And people think, okay, it's a pub event, and that's all about just drinking. And OK, it is an opportunity to sample real ales, but we get local bands in to perform. The marquee is massive. There's plenty of room for families, for children. And it is totally run by volunteers. So we get all sorts of people volunteering, and some people are quite nervous. And I think it's really important to make them feel part of a team, to enjoy what's going on. It's hard work, but they should feel that it's a pleasure as well. Make new friends, maybe sample a couple of the beers, you know.
Perks of the job.
Absolutely, perks of the job, yes. Some of the work is quite hard, obviously, preparing the beer festival. And we've had a few volunteers turn up quite nervous, not sure what they can do and what they want to do. And my message is always, do what you enjoy. And hopefully you'll go away from this feeling that you were part of something. And then the outcome, which is obviously the profit, goes back into the village to help support other village and community initiatives.
And also, I guess the other positive thing that must come out of that is the fact that you're going to meet people that you might not otherwise have met.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not just about that day, but potentially you've made a friend or met someone within your own community who then interact with in other ways that, again, you might, you know, oh, you know, I met you the other day, do you fancy a cup of tea or go down to the cafe or whatever? And actually the other thing as well, I think, is, you know, relating it to the pub itself. You know, pubs always were the sort of centre of a village, and, you know, they're dying all the time now. So I suppose those sorts of events keep it alive and vibrant as well, don't they?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head, really. I came back from Australia to move back into the family home that I grew up in Histon. And my dad, who's now 88, he lived at the Red Lion Pub. He grew up above the pub in his early years. His mother owned and ran it, my gran and grandfather. They sold it later. So when I came back from Australia, I found it's still a vibrant community pub. And of course, going back, way back, the pub was the place that you would rather be other than sitting at home on your own, having your own heating, your own central heating. You could go to the pub. There would be all sorts of events, petanque, crib, pool, darts. And also the pub was a place where there were things like rites of passage. When you became old enough, you went to the pub with your dad. Mm. Not so much your mum, but those things are changing, of course, which is great. So now we see pubs like the Red Lion, because it's supported, because it puts on community events, it's seeing an increase in business. It's seeing a change of business, definitely. You know, a lot more meals. And of course, the quiz, which I bring my kind of eccentricity.
You do indeed, yes.
To the quiz at the Red Lion. It was an idea to start that on the first Sunday of every month. It's proven to be really popular. Not everybody likes my style, but my message is, well, go out and create your own pub quiz or your own event. And of course, now the George, where I live in Girton now, the lovely Michelle Reed, who heard about the pub quizzes, said, would you do one for us? So I've got involved with them. Of course, you came along with your mum, all festooned in the golden tinsel.
Absolutely.
And we've encouraged, they're doing a quarterly, once every for the four seasons, so we've got the...
And I did want to point out as well, what I really liked about that was that it was raising money for charity, but rather than kind of saying to someone, right, we're raising it for this charity, you allowed whoever it was who won to choose their own charity. And I thought that was wonderful. That was really such a lovely... Because often you go to these things and you get told, and that's all very well, that's not, you know, I don't have any issue with that, but I think allowing someone to pick their own local charity, something that means something to them, was just a lovely idea as well. So,
well, it was my idea, and I'm pleased with it. And of course, Michelle, the landlady at the George, embraced the idea fully, and that is going to be how we run that particular quiz on the one in Easter is on the 29th. It's a Monday night, starts at 8 o'clock, and we're encouraging people to come along with an Easter theme, possibly, or a spring theme, spring bunnies, Easter bonnets.
Say lots of bunny rabbit tails.
Yeah, well, Bob yeah, but yes, mad March hares.
Oh, they're very good.
That's probably going to be me, probably, yeah. And that's on April the 29th, and we only charge £2. £1 of that money goes into the prize pot, and the other, the winning team decides where it goes. They can give it to any charity they like. I would like if it went to a local charity, of course. Mm. But that's totally up to them. And I know it's an old cliche, the taking part that counts. I hope people go away, and as you know, you've been to the quiz, that it's slightly eccentric. It's not just about dry questions. And hopefully people go away and think, that's really good fun, and it gives them ideas that they'd like to use themselves. If there's anybody out there wants to organise quizzes, I'm very much... I'm very keen to help support those initiatives. I don't necessarily want to run them all myself, and that's the whole point of community. It's about people taking ownership and doing what they feel is great and giving back. You know, it all goes back into the community, which is wonderful.
So if you, if people wanted to kind of get involved and start up their own things, you're saying that you're there to sort of help them get started. So how can people contact you then, in terms of, you know, sort of wanting to?
Well, initially, they can contact me through either the Red Lion. You see, I'm using the pubs as a centre, because where better to have an office than in a public house, you know? So the Red Lion in Histon, which is on the High Street, 27 High Street, or the George Inn in Girton, just leave messages there for me. You could use my own personal email, and I can give that to you. If that would be okay?
Yeah, of course, absolutely, if you're happy to do that, yeah.
Yeah, I can give you my email, and then people could contact through you, through the radio station. Would that work?
If they contacted you directly?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Shoot away.
It's my name, Stuart Marshall, Stuart Marshall, .123@me.com.
Excellent. There you go. So people can get in touch. It's lovely actually to be doing things like this, because I think it's very easy to, as you say, people go to work, they come back from work, and they don't want to go out. And I would really encourage. It is quite, you know, it can be difficult when you've had a long day at work or whatever, to sort of muster up the energy to get out. But actually, I think once you're there, the energy produced by everyone else just wanting to have a good time really gets you going again.
Yes, I some people were a little bit concerned about a pub quiz on a Sunday evening. Now, we start at the Red Lion at 6. Team numbers are 6 to a team or up to 6. And again, people say, well, I haven't got a team. Well, just turn up, because we're friendly, and there are always people that are looking for other team members. And funnily enough, there was a group of people turned up a couple of months ago, had no team. Two strangers who had not been into the pub before walked in that wanted a meal. They joined. It ended up that team won won a prize that night. So
perfect. Excellent. Oh, well, it's lovely to sort of see you again, Stuart. And thank you so much for coming in. It's great. And I really hope people are encouraged. So just remind us of the Red Lion event, the beer festival.
Yes, the beer festival, which that starts on the quiz starts on the Sunday night at the Marquee on the 1st of September. Okay. Then the beer festival itself opens on Monday the 2nd of September.
Right, so and it runs for the week. Future,
yes.
Yeah.
We're supporting the Histon and Impington Mental Wellbeing Initiative. They have a mental wellbeing week coming up in May. It's lots of events in the village, lots of the different pubs, cafes, they're all taking part, and the beer festival is supporting that initiative, another fantastic community initiative. And then, of course, the next quiz at the George will be on the 29th of April, and that's the dressing up, if you like. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure indeed.
Get your mum to wear something outrageous.
Oh, I will, yeah. Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming along, and, yeah, it's great to hear from you.